Hi, this is Chris Pels, and in this video we're going to learn how to create several components in ASP.NET that allow you to send email using the built-in mail capabilities of ASP.NET to a distribution list. So let's get started and create a sample website. And we're going to create a little website here in Visual Basic, and when you download the sample source code, you will also get the C# version of anything we create here in the video in Visual Basic. So the first thing we have to do to our website is enable it to send mail. So let's go in here to the web.config file. And we need to add a section called system.net. And within system.net there's an element called mail settings. And inside there we have an SMTP setting. And inside SMTP we have a network setting, and then there's several attributes that you need to set in the network element that allow you to get email up and running in your ASP.NET website. And one of them is you need to specify the host, and let me just put in the host for my local provider here, and so we can send some emails out. And then some of the other attributes that you might have to set are either the username, you can see down here at the bottom of the IntelliSense, or the password, and that depends upon your individual situation whether or not you'd have to set those. So you should look into what values need to be set, and especially if you're in an ISP, they typically have some of that information in one of the help files, so you can look that up. So we're all set here by putting that. Now we're going to have our ASP.NET website enabled to send the outbound email. So let's close down our web.config file. Now in order to send email to the distribution list, what we're going to need to do is create several different components. And the first thing I'm going to do is create a little user interface component that we're going to put in default ASPX, and that'll allow us to input some of the information that is specific to each email that we send. So let me create a little user control. And the reason I'm creating a user control is because that gives us the flexibility to put this control on different pages, either within the same site or potentially across websites, and that gives you some reusability. So we'll create a web user control, and let's call it just email. Then inside this user control, we're going to add a few user interface elements, as I mentioned, and we'll put them inside as some divs. And the first one that we're going to create is we need to have a from address. So we'll put in ASP.NET label. Run at equals server. And the text of the label we're just going to put from. And then after that, we want to have a space. So let's just put a non-breaking space in there, and then we're going to have a little text box where the user can enter the from address. I'll put the run at equals server again, and we'll close that out. So that's the from address. The next thing we want is the subject. So what I'm going to do is actually we're just going to take this, actually we'll take this whole thing here, paste that down in here, and we're just going to use that as a template for creating our subject. And we'll change this to subject. And let's just change the ID value for our text box to subject. And the last thing we want is the body of the email. Now for this, we won't need a label, so let me just take that out of here. And we'll change the ID for the text box. That'll be the body of the email. And then let's take the text mode and make this multi-line. We'll just give us a little more space to type the email contents. And rows, let's put 10 rows. And columns, we'll just put 80 columns. And obviously you can adjust this when you get the sample source code. Let me format that and make it a little more refined and to fit your specific need. Now, one approach you might take this, we just quickly put these in divs. Let me make sure, okay, yeah, that's good. They'll just stack one on top of another, and you might add some formatting to this by utilizing some styles in a cascading style sheet. So we have that. Now we need one more thing on here, and let's put a send button. Put that in another div. And let's put some text on that, and we'll just put send email. So that should be good. Let's go into the design mode and just quickly see what this looks like. So one of the things we're going to need here in our control is a click event for the button. So as soon as this comes up, what we'll do is go down here, we'll double click on our button, and that's going to get us a click event in the code behind, and we can use this to initiate the sending of the email based upon the information entered by the user. Now, this is the first piece, it's user interface piece. Let's put this over here in default ASPX. So we need to register the user control on the page. Go down to register, and the source of the user control, and it's just the email, ASCX file, and we need a tag prefix. Oh, let's just use HDI for how do I videos. And the tag name we'll give it is email. So now, go down here in the div on the page, and, oh, there it is, there's our tag, give it an ID, and we'll just call this email dist for email distribution, run at equals server, close that off. And now we go to design mode for our page, and there's our email control. So it's a pretty simple implementation of a user control, but it's important to understand that it would be helpful to have this user control, because then we can, as I said, put it off on multiple pages across sites, etc. We're trying to compartmentalize the functionality around our email distribution list. So now we have a simple user interface going, and what we need next is some code that will allow us to create the mail messages, read our list of recipients, and iterate through that list, sending the contents email to each of those recipients. So the next thing we need to do is add a class library project where we'll actually contain the logic for sending our mail messages, and by putting it in a class library, then we can use it across websites or other places that we need to send the email messages to the distribution list. So let's just call this hdi.net.mail, and that kind of mimics the system.net.mail namespace used by Visual Studio or ASP.net. Put it in the VB code folder. Let's rename the class and let's call it distribution list. And you want to rename, we'll say yes. And we need to put a couple methods in here for sending our email messages. Let's put the kind of main entry point that will be called to start the process. We'll call it public function. We'll call it send mail. And we won't take any parameters in there, and we'll return an integer, and what that'll do is return the number of messages sent. Let's create a private sub, and we'll call it send message. And in here we want to put a mail message class, and in fact we don't have a reference to system.web, which we need, because that's for system.net, I should say. And then in there, what we want to take inbound to this method is, we'll call it a mail message, and as a system.net.mail.mail mail message, there it is. Okay, so that's going to be due. And what this private method is going to do is going to send each one of our individual email messages. And the other thing we need in here is we're actually going to send these emails asynchronously, because that's a little more performant if you have a lot of email messages that you're trying to send out, because you don't have to wait for each one to get completed before it iterates through the list. And we need an event handler that will capture, or I should say will be notified after each email is sent asynchronously, so that we can see whether or not it was successful, and if it wasn't successful, that's where you can take some follow-up actions. And let's call this public sub SMTP client on completed. And by val sender as object. Yeah, we spelled sub wrong. Let's just correct that. There we go. And then also by val es system dot component model dot async completed event args, and that'll be our inbound information about the email that was sent. So that's a good starting point here. So let's go up here and start to flesh out this send mail method a bit. Now what we're going to do here is, because we're sending the message to a number of different people, the same message, and it's coming from the user interface, we need to pass into this the original message, because remember we're going to get the body of the message and who it's from and the subject from that user interface component, the email ASCX that we created a little while ago. So what we're going to do here, and in fact let me just copy it from down here, is we're going to take the inbound mail message here, and what this is going to do is mean that you have to, up in the user interface, we're going to have to create an instance of the mail message, populate the appropriate properties such as the body and the subject, and then pass it in here. An alternative would be we could pass in individual arguments to this, such as the subject and the body, but I think this is a little bit more preferable approach by passing in the actual mail message object, because that gives you the flexibility up at the user interface level to manipulate this and pass in a variety of different formats. If we had, you know, subject and body as inbound arguments to this method, then we're kind of locked into just using those here. So this gives us more flexibility. So we get the inbound message, and we're going to need an instance of the SMTP client class. So let's do SMTP client as system.net.mail.smtp client. And let's just say new SMTP client. And you can see there's a couple constructor overrides here if you've used the ASP.NET SMTP client class before. What we're going to do is not put in any parameters in the constructor. You can put the host and port. By not putting any arguments in the constructor, what it's going to do is read out of the web.config that information we put down in the system.net element earlier in the video that defines the host and, in your case, you might need username and password, as I mentioned when we looked at the web.config. So that's our SMTP client, and then what we would do is we need to attach that event handler for the asynchronous sending of the emails that we created down below here. So let's add a handler, and SMTP client send completed event, and we put an address of, and what we want to put, let's see, SMTP client underscore on completed. And we forgot to put, there we go, put a comma in there. And that will attach our event handler each time a message is sent. And then down here we go SMTP client.send async. And in here, as you can see, you can pass individual information or You can send an instance of the mail message, as well as it says user token as object. And let's first put in our mail message, and then I'll explain here what this user token as object means. Now, what the user state is essentially an object that you can pass in when you send the email asynchronously, and it becomes part of the event arguments down here. In fact, let me just show you. If I put E in here, there's a user state object, and so what that means is we can actually get at the mail message that we sent when we're down in the event handler down below. So we need to create that. So let's go up here. Let's dimension, let's just call it user state, so it, naming convention is consistent as an object. And we'll set that equal to our mail message instance that's passed into the send mail here. And then once we have that, then we can put the user state, and that way it'll get attached to the event handler as I just mentioned. Now we could leave this up here, but we created this little method, private method down below to send our email message. So let's just put this down in here. And now we have an issue because the SMTP client is up here. So what we're going to do is make this visible to the entire class. There we go. And so now we're getting things a little squared away here. And so then what we would be doing up here is we'd be calling our sendMessage class and passing in the mail message. So far this gets the basic pieces in place. Now let's go down. We're going to come back to the distribution list, maybe wondering how we're going to send the mail to a number of people, and we're going to come back to that in a moment. Let's go down and actually do the event handler here. And one of the first things we're going to want to do in the event handler is we want to get at the actual mail message object that we put in our user state. So, to mention another variable called mail message as a system.net.mail.mailMessage, and we're going to set this equal to, we're going to cType, and the object, as I said, is inside the event and user state, and then what type we want is system.net.mail.mailMessage. So what that does is it gives us the actual mail message object that we sent asynchronously. Then what we would do down here is we want to test and see if in that event information, whether there was an error. So say is nothing. Then we know that there was no error. So in this case, what we can do is we need a counter to increment that this email message was sent successfully. So let's go put that up here. We'll dimension, we'll call it sent emails as an integer, and right over here before we start to send any messages, we'll say sent emails equals 0, and that'll reset that each time. So then down here we'd say sent emails equals, and we'll say sent emails plus 1. Then we'll also put an else in here, because if there is something in the error message, then this is where we could record that something failed. And what we'll do is we'll just put write to your error log here that an email failed, possibly include information from the mail message object. So with this comment here, you can flush this out in your own situation, but essentially what you could do here is, because we have the actual instance of the mail message up here on line 24 that failed to send and had some error, we could get at the actual era information as well as the to address, and we might write that out, whether it's we're writing that to the event log or a text file or potentially to a database, however you might choose to record the error information for your particular implementation. So now let's go back up here, and here we're sending the message, but we really should have some error handling here. So let's put a try-catch block, and let's put our send right up in here. And here's a generic exception, but what we really want, and we'll call this smtp.exe as a system.net.mail.smtp, whoops, there it was, exception. And then there's actually another type of exception that we can catch here, and we'll call it failed, REC for failed recipients, and that's system.net.mail.n, it's called, there it is, failed recipients. And what this does is it gives you all the recipients that did not receive the email due to some failure. And it's giving us a little squiggly line here because it says that this can't be reached because it inherits from... Okay, so what that means is I think we have to do one of these. There we go. There's a hierarchy, as you may be aware, to exception handling, and we need to have the SMTP failed recipients exception first. So what we would do here is we might choose to resend, or we could just also we could log failure of send here. So we could do either one of those, and what we might do down here, since this exception, the SMTP exception, occurs if something higher level in the actual sending of emails with the SMTP client occurs, we log failure of the SMTP client here. And then here, if we have still have an exception, some sort of generic exception, we obviously want to log that here. And again, in terms of where you log these, it depends upon your approach to doing error handling in your particular application, but you should know that these occur, and here you have some options as far as getting some very specific information about why the failure occurred. So we're doing pretty well here in terms of getting, that's our send message, and we have our event handler down here. So let's go back up here to our main send mail method and talk a little bit about the distribution list part. So up here, before we forget, let's right after we do this sending of the email messages, we need to return sent emails. Because remember, that is the counter on how many emails were sent successfully that we set up down below. So now we want to send these emails to one to many people in a distribution list. And there's really several approaches to the distribution list issue. And what I'll do is we're going to create it and do it one way here. But as we do it, I'll talk about several alternatives. And like right up front, we need to get a list of people. So this might come from, say, a database in terms of a data table. It could come from a flat text file, could come from a corresponding Excel spreadsheet, could come from an XML file. So there's a variety of different ways that you could get together the list of people. And what I'm going to do here is we'll base it upon a data table that's, say, coming out of a database, and rather than go through actually creating and using a database and a data table here in the sample, what I'm going to do is I'm going to write a little private method that will create the data table, but you could substitute that in with a call to your actual database. So up here, when we come inbound, now we're going to make the assumption in this as well that it's going to go out and know how to get this particular set of data. So what you might do to expand upon that, and we'll come back to this after I actually create it, is that you could have pass in the data table that you would send the information to. We'll create it here locally, but just remember you could pass it into this method as well. Or you could override. You could have one that actually goes out and gets it and have another override for the method that passes it in. So we want to have a data table, and we'll call this recipients. And we'll set that equal to get recipients. Okay, now this method doesn't exist yet. And just a little syntax thing there. Hold on a second. There we go. Okay, and it's going to tell us that this method doesn't exist, which we know. And so now we'll go down here, we'll create another little private method function, and we'll call it getRecipients as a data table. Okay, and then in here, so now we have to what we're going to do is rather than go out to the database, as I said, we're just going to create the data table here. So we'll just say dimension table as data table. Okay, and we'll just actually what we'll do is we'll just create a new data table. And you can see when we create a data table, we got a couple of overrides. And we'll just take the default constructor. And then ultimately what we're going to do is we're going to return the table. And then we need to give a little structure to our table. So columns, let's add a column. And you can see we'll just put the name type. And we'll just give it a name. We'll just call this display name. And let's get another one. And we'll just call this email. So that's going to be the data that we're going to put in our data table. Now, let's take the table dot new row, and actually this dimension a row as a data row equals table new row. So a new data row, and then we'll go row. And we'll go display name. And we actually need parentheses. C sharp uses the square brackets. We're in VB here, so we need the parentheses. So Joe Smith and row email equals joe@temp.org. So there we have a row, and then finally let's add our row to the table. Oops. And close. We want to add. There we go. Add the row to the table, and then return the table. So this is very simple. It's going to get us a set of data, but it'll give you the idea of how we're going to use this up above. So back up here to line 11, and what we want to do here is we want to say for each, and then we'll just call it recipient. And as a data row in recipients, and I see we spelled that wrong, but that's okay, we'll leave that for the moment. And then for each of these, so now here we go, we'll move this up in here. And what we want to do is we want to go to our mail message. Whoops, got the other mail object, there we go, mail message. And we want to go to the 2, and we want to clear it, because remember there will be some previous recipients in there because we're iterating through this. And then we'll go down in here, we'll go to 2, dual add, And we see it can take a system.net.mail address, or it can take an address as a string. So what we're going to do here is we're actually going to add a new system.net.mail. Not mail message. We want to add a mail address, and that can take either the email address or the address and a display name. So that's what we have. So now what we can do is we can go and we can say, let's see, what do we call it? Email. And go to recipient, display name. There, I think we got that correct. CIPIENT, there we go. And so what that will do is it's going to iterate through and send the message to each of our recipients. So this gets the basic structure in place for you to send email to the distribution list. We've seen how to set up this main method where we're going to get the list of recipients for our email, iterate through them, send the message, and we compartmentalize that by creating this separate send message method down here that has the error handling in it. And they're also sending it asynchronously so we can have it capture down here what might have gone wrong, and also if it is successful that it's iterating our counter, which is ultimately back up here returned after it finishes iterating through our different recipients. And as I mentioned, we're using a data table here to get our list of recipients. There are several different options and permutations that you could take on that approach to get the actual list of recipients. But this gives you the core functionality that you need to set up a distribution list mechanism for sending your messages. So the last thing we need to do is we need to go back over here to our send method. And we need to reference our project, so let's go in here, go to projects, and now what we'll need to do is we'll need to create an instance of our class, so we'll dimension, and we'll call this our distribution list as hdi.net.mail. Dot distribution list, and we'll actually just create a new instance of this, and then to call that we need a dimension, a system.net.mail, and let's actually back up here, and we need to create a mail message. A little quick on the draw there. Okay, there we go. Now we'll try system.net.mail.mailMessage, and so that's our message, and we need to create, let's just create a new instance of that, and then what we need to do is mail message dot, there we go, picks that up, there we go, we need to take the from. Now the from is a property, so let's set the address here, and we'll set that equal to txt_from.text.trim. And actually what we need to do is we set this equal to a new system.net.mail.mailAddress, and we'll just put the address in there like that. And then we have our mail message dot subject equal to txt subject. Trim that off. And last but not least, we have our body. And trim that off as well. So this gets the info from the UI. And then we need to call sendMail in our, just saying we need to pass in the mail message. That's going to send it to our distribution list, and we return the number, so we'll put this, just call this sent mails. as integer equal to that, and what that's going to do is it's going to have the number of sent emails once this is sent, and we could display that somewhere here on the page. So that completes our email distribution component, and you can use this as a base and expand upon it to implement different functionality that you might need in your own particular situation. And I encourage you to download the sample source code that comes with the video. It's available in C# as well as the Visual Basic that we used here, and then you can use that as a starting point for your own implementation. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on creating a email distribution list component for ASP.NET.